A Plague's Tale, Innocence, a game who seeks out to tell a compelling story, and does just that. While the gameplay isn't anything to write home about, it is sufficient enough. The setting is medieval France during the wonderful Black Plague. However, this isn't any ordinary plague, as there are some supernatural elements at play, which do add a little bit of flavor that I've missed from some typical stories of late. The gameplay revolves around two different scenarios. Either you are stealthily moving around the town guards by extinguishing fires and making distractions, or you are escaping from the rats by using a torch or other flammable device to navigate through puzzles. This game is 70% puzzle solving, and the rest a mixture of stealth and combat. Where the gameplay gets very interesting, actually, is in the later parts of the game. While the first bit is linear and pretty much has a prescribed solution for each situation, you will soon find yourself in situations with both rats and guards. And how you can approach the situation, you actually have quite a few options by the end of the game. As you progress, you can craft alchemical compounds by picking up materials in the world to craft new interesting elements. Some of them extinguish fires, some of them relight them, some of them attract rats, and so on. This first really clicked for me when I was able to destroy a guard's lantern and see him swarmed and devoured by 1,000 hungry rats. On the story side, it's a very simple sister must save brother adventure. While the cast of characters are rather simple and straightforward, they are serviceable enough to fit the story. There are some interesting twists and nuances and some supernatural elements that were rather refreshing. I think my favorite part and nuanced moment of this game was when at the end, of course, it's revealed that the church is the evil agitator in this affair, yet it shows a moment where a bishop from Rome appears to excommunicate and show a two-sidedness to the conflict, so it's not a bland authority figure bad, freedom fighter good paradigm. It's these little details that make this game stand out for me. I would also be remiss not to mention the excellent soundtrack. It really sets a medieval mood, and alongside all the current YouTube medieval revivalist covers, I can't help but wonder if this was subliminal in that movement. Is Plague's Tale Innocence a massively astounding game? Well, no, not really. But it is decent and creatively interesting, borrowing aspects from Assassin's Creed and other types of games. I would have to say it's at least new, refreshing, and a fun, short, enjoyable game. And I can't wait to see what kind of games AA gives us in the future.